come out of recess. It's 9:15, and next on the agenda is the University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, we've had a lot going on, and we have a lot coming up, and so I just want to go over a few things this morning. First of all, with our VITA program, our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, we are now accepting applications for volunteers, and folks can just call the Taney County Extension Office at 417-546-4431 if they are interested in getting an application. For financial education programs, we have our Making Money Count Club meeting. Next one will be coming up October 1st. And we do have, I do have some health insurance education programs coming up in Branson later on this year. So I won't say the specific date yet, but on any of these, people can call our office for more information. I am teaching a supervisory training. Actually, Crystal Irons and I are co-teaching it here in Forsyth for NEC, the National Enzyme Company, coming up starting later this month. We'll have three sessions in that. Our human development specialist, Jim Worth, has session two coming up of his child care training this year. Caregiver Tools, Reducing Stress, and Basic Communication Techniques, which will be September 17th. Our Master Gardeners actually gave their last brown bag series for this summer at our office on September 1st, and they have training starting again quickly to become a Master Gardener. We do have a Taney County Livestock and Forage Fall Tour coming up at College of the Ozarks, which will be Tuesday, September 29th, from 4:30 to 7:30 in the evening. Our 4-H Science Saturday, Knots, Lures, and Bait Casting for Missouri Sports Fishing, will be Saturday, September 26th at 10 a.m. in the Taney Hills Library in Branson, and that is open to the public. 4-H enrollment, moving ahead to the 4-H Development Specialist Report. 4-H enrollment and re-enrollment begins October 1st. There's a tractor supply paper clover campaign October 7th through 18th to help those kids raise money for their program. National 4-H Week is October 4th through 10th. And as always, Willa is giving 4-H outputs, including a Taney County Facebook page, Taney County Twitter feed, and Taney County 4-H newsletter. And next is our Family Nutrition Education Program with Barbara Beck. And Barb has been really busy, as usual. The first number of items on her report include poster displays and handouts and recipes that she's given out. She's done that at the Senior Center, the Salvation Army, CAM in both Forsyth and Branson, the Taney County Food Stamp Office. And then she's teaching Small Steps to Health lessons. Basically, these are for providers that will then teach them to their clients. And she's done them at the Forsyth and Branson CAM food pantries, Salvation Army, the Senior Center, and the, I guess that's all for those. She's gone to back-to-school events at Branson Recplex, Branson Cedar Ridge Elementary, and Buchanan Elementary, and then Forsyth Elementary, Taneyville Elementary. And then our human development specialist, Jim Worth, basically in his report, he just wanted to let everyone know that he's completed a spectrum temperament training, which is Understanding Yourself and Others workshop for 20 participants at OCAC, and also the first three-hour child care provider program, and 18 providers attended. And then he also included a more detailed description of a program that he does called Chronic Disease Self-Management. And lastly, our agronomy intern, Colin Hill's report. He's been doing farm visits and consultations, taking hay samples, pasture weed ID, ornamental tree management. There is a Taney County Soil and Water grain drill workshop September 10th coming up. And then under ongoing efforts, there's the fall livestock tour planned, which I've already mentioned, for September 29th at C of O. And then he's also working on a fall and winter hay school with our agronomy specialist from Stone County, Tim Schnockenberg. So, any questions on anything? Anything else you see on these reports that you'd like more information on?
Are you, is your office responsible for the, when we receive the pamphlets or the mail-outs, who does that? Does the extension office from Columbia, or does the local office send all those things? Because some of them come from Christian County also.
Yes, and if it's a program in our county, our office puts the pamphlets out and sends out the information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're extremely nice, the way they're put together, and the the material that's used is nice to it gets your attention automatically when you get it in the mail. It's not one of them picks in the trash can type deals. And I was just going to compliment you on it. I thought about it whenever I got the last one.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Strahan. And actually, one thing I will throw out for the livestock and forage tour, Branson Bank also helped with that. Now, right. Extension created the flyer information, but Branson Bank donated printing it.
So they did the flyer on that one?
They did the flyer, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Printed it for us.
So anytime we see their name on there, they're more than likely sponsoring something. So, okay.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
Okay, thank you very much, Commissioners. We appreciate having the opportunity to update you.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
You too, thank you.
I've got something to say that is associated with just what I talked about sponsorship and stuff, if you don't care.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have great members and great businesses in the community that are actually looking to help, and as the most reasoning that I can come with it is like through the park board system, where they'll donate large amounts of funds to help the communities. And my first and second term, my first term mainly when we were just getting started in this, we had donations from just every major lumber company, concrete company, all the construction related businesses. And it really makes you feel good about your community, and they feel good about helping, but it makes you feel real good about the community businesses that want to donate their resources to help the county park boards and the county extension offices and other things work. So just wanted to mention that again. I don't think we mention it enough throughout our time over here. We get so caught up in other business that we forget to do that.
Okay.
All
sole source declaration for Missouri Document Solutions.
We'll have to wait 5 minutes on that. They've got a schedule in there. We'll have to visit with the girls about leaving some of those times off of there so we can move on.
Guess we'll recess for 5 minutes.